statue of legendary coach unveiled. Good morning, I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. A large crowd turned out Saturday for the dedication of a statue honoring a former OSU coach. Woody Hayes grew up in Newcomerstown, where he played for the high school football team. Through donations set up by the independent sports site 11 Warriors, over $40,000 was raised for a life-size statue of the coaching legend. Stephen Hayes mentioned how it's an honor to see his dad's legacy acknowledged.
It means everything. They recognized him more as a person than a football coach, and that's what he was all about. He was a teacher. He taught on the field, he taught off the field, and it means a great deal. I was just blown away.
Among the speakers, two-time Heisman Trophy winner Archie Griffin recounted some phrases Hayes would have said during practice.
Doggone it, you freshmen, you can't play here. You can't fumble the football.
That was my freshman year.
Stop it. Stop it, stop it.
And he says, you can't play football here if you can't hold on to the football.
Griffin also spoke about the lessons he learned from Hayes.
What stands out so many years later is how much he truly cared for us and what he tried to teach us about this world that we live in. Woody had a profound influence on his players, but he also had a great influence on the football culture of Ohio State.
Before Hayes' death in 1987, he served at Ohio State for 28 seasons, had 5 national championships, 13 Big Ten titles, and a record of 205 wins. The statue will remain in Newcomerstown at the Historical Society. Officials remind motorists that it's the law to stop for school buses when red lights are flashing. In the mornings and early afternoon hours, an increase of school bus traffic will start throughout the county, and law enforcement officials are sending a few safety tips. Ohio State Highway Patrol New Philadelphia Post Sergeant Edward Frankie says that keeping children safe on school buses is a priority, adding that motorists must stop 10 feet back from a bus displaying red flashing lights.
On a two-lane road where vehicles are passing in opposite directions, and just one lane each, both lanes will have to stop for a school bus. On a four-lane road, only the side where the bus is stopping will need to stop. The other side can move freely.
Sergeant Frankie explains that statewide from 2015 to 2017, a total of 4,198 drivers were convicted of failing to stop for a school bus while loading or dropping off passengers.
From 2015 to 2017, there were 4 fatal crashes involving school buses and 875 injured. None of the people were killed in these crashes on a school bus.
OSP conducts an inspection of school buses once at the beginning of the year and once at the end. And in state news, officials in Ohio have unveiled a mural dedicated to Fiona, the baby hippo at the Cincinnati Zoo that beat the odds and survived despite being born nearly 2 months early. The Cincinnati Enquirer reports the mural featuring a smiling Fiona and her mother, Bibby, was revealed recently in the city's Central Business District. The mural was designed by Lucy Rice, who competed with more than 60 artists to win the Fiona mural contest. And in sports, Cleveland shut out Baltimore 8-0 yesterday afternoon. Melky Cabrera helped the cause with a grand slam in the fourth inning. The Indians are 14-4 in their last 18 games. The Reds scored 7 in the third as they defeated San Francisco 11-4. And Adam Frazier hit a game-winning home run in the 11th as the Pirates beat the Cubs 2-1. The Indians are at the Red Sox tonight at 7:10. The Reds are in Milwaukee and Pittsburgh hosts Atlanta. This week's Big Z Sports podcast will be posted today. The guys will preview week one of the high school football season. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Jenayton, Hutton, Shunbrunn, and the South Side in New Philadelphia. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
First National Bank of Denison is introducing a new app that's like your own personal assistant when it comes to using and monitoring your debit card. Mobile Money is an app that instantly allows you to manage your card anytime, anywhere. You'll receive instant alerts based on your purchases. If your card is lost or stolen, just turn it off right from your phone. Download Mobi Money from the App Store or Google Play today. If you have questions, stop by First National Bank in Denison, Dover, Jenayton, Hutton, Shunbrunn, and South. outside.
This is Nancy Scheffner from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has helped families put their roots into our communities. A new home is a great way to branch out as your family grows. Our loan decisions are made here and your loan is serviced here. That means never having to call an 800 number if you have any questions. When you're ready, come to First National, the bank that understands the importance of having strong local roots.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back-to-back dry days before rain chances ramp up tomorrow. Sunshine today mixing with clouds, high temperature 83. Mostly cloudy tonight. Showers developing overnight, low temperature, a warm 70. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and humid. Showers, thunderstorms likely will be breezy on Tuesday. High temperatures near 80 degrees. Cold front slides through the area Tuesday evening. Then by Wednesday, it'll be cooler. Scattered showers, cloudy to partly sunny, breezy. High temperature 73. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date, find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, and at WTUZ.com. From the WTUZ Newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.